USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Even some Republicans are talking of trying to block his plan, but President Trump says Congress should be backing him up as he threatens to put tariffs on imports from Mexico unless that government does more to stop migrants from heading towards the U.S. border.
They hurt my negotiation because I go into the room with the Mexicans. I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on. We're going to make a fortune.
The president speaking on Fox News, talks between U.S. and Mexican officials on the tariffs will continue today. A man allegedly planning a grenade attack in Times Square is expected in a Brooklyn courtroom today. Authorities say he was never able to actually get his hands on any explosives as they've been monitoring him and arrested him yesterday after learning he was looking for grenades. His identity has not been made public yet. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Vice President, now presidential contender Joe Biden, changing his stance about what's called the Hyde Amendment, which bans using federal health care money to pay for abortions. Biden explaining his change of mind at a fundraiser in Atlanta late yesterday, saying it's become clear to him that circumstances have changed.
Where providers like Planned Parenthood are under unrelenting attack, where we have a circumstance, and I want to be clear why I'm taking the position I have. So I make no apologies in my last position, and I make no apologies what I'm about to say.
Biden walking back his longtime support of the policy, explaining he changed his position because of recently passed abortion restrictions by several Republican-controlled states. The government's just released May jobs report showing only 75,000 jobs created in May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yet another person is speaking out after the mysterious deaths at a resort in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where three Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 in the morning. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krall's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
YouTube says it's banning certain types of videos. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
YouTube now banning videos promoting white supremacy, Nazism, and other bigotry-boosting ideologies, as well as those denying that violent events like the Holocaust and the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School took place. However, it says it will still permit videos it classifies as borderline, which isn't clearly defined. YouTube developing the policy banning supremacist videos with outside groups including the Anti-Defamation League. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.